Unless the scientists can prove otherwise, then I think that we should assume that our planet's atmospheric circulation system is fragile. The main processes seem to be well documented. The heating of air by the sun causes winds to blow and evaporates water to form clouds. These moving air and water vapor bodies circulate around the planet, bringing rain, fueling the water cycle, and redistributing warmth from the equator to the poles. But it seems that weather patterns are not always predictable. This tells me that there are significant factors which are currently not well understood. Given how dependent we are on the finely balanced atmospheric system, then are we not asking for trouble unless we spare no effort to try and better understand the key atmospheric processes, and at the same time be more precautionary in the way human activities impinge on those processes? The dependence of all living things on gases from the atmosphere can be brought more sharply into focus by looking at individual species. They use oxygen for respiration and carbon dioxide for photosynthesis. All these vital gases come from the air. Even the dissolved oxygen and carbon dioxide in water is replenished from the atmosphere at the water's surface. Not all will be resilient to significant change in the composition of the atmosphere, however. All life on the planet is adapted to the current pattern of temperature and water availability created by the atmosphere. We find barren deserts and lush rainforests close to the equator, thick forests and desolate tundra nearer the poles. If the atmospheric patterns themselves should substantially change, then so too will the pattern of life on Earth as we know it. Our atmosphere is not always benign. It can also be a powerful destructive force. Environment devastation can occur overnight when a hurricane or tropical cyclone strikes. These phenomena are better understood now than they used to be, but they're unfortunately still not fully predictable. But perhaps the greatest and most pressing need is to develop better understanding of how human activities are affecting the atmosphere. Pollution from cars and industry causes acid rain and makes the air of our cities unbreathable. We're disturbing the balance of global atmospheric systems, and perhaps critically jeopardizing the global ecosystem in the process. It terrifies me that there is such disagreement among scientists about what the medium and long-term effects will be. The release of carbon dioxide from fossil fuels, of methane from industry and agriculture, of CFCs and of other greenhouse gases is affecting the world's weather and bringing the threat of rising sea levels. CFCs are also threatening the ozone layer, the natural filter against harmful ultraviolet radiation from the sun. Without this filter, no life would be possible. But again, there seem to be so many unanswered, perhaps unanswerable questions that can be asked.